Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, councillors, audience. Today is the June 10 City Council meeting number 9, 6 p.m. Before we start, we have many guests included here. For those remembrance, let's have a moment of silence. We had no swearing. The first one is adoption of agenda. Moved by Councillor Kunnock, second by Councillor Telly. Any comments and questions to the agenda tonight? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. Agenda 1, minutes, City Council meeting number 8. Minutes dated May 13, 2025. Need a motion moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Any comments and questions? Being none, I'll call for the vote. All in favour? Unanimous, thank you. 1B, minutes, Planning and Development Committee of the Whole meeting number 4. Meeting dated May 20, 2025. Made a motion moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Comments and questions? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. Agenda number 2, declaration of interest for tonight's meeting. Being none, moving on to a delegation. Accolade RCMP Detachment Monthly Report. Sergeant Velako Nicolo Swiski. I hope I say your name properly. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me tonight to present our monthly reports. I will start with a report for March. For the March, during the month of March, RCMP responded to 948 calls for service. 527 calls of those were alcohol involved, and we lodged approximately 210 prisoners for that month. To celebrate the 25th anniversary of the territory of Nunavut, the RCMP members engaged a student from the Inukshuk High School art class to design a challenge coin to celebrate their anniversary. They were able to design the logo of the challenge coin that was presented to the students and to the RCMP members. The FNIP members also participated in a safe plan program for the schools. We were able to manage to get 100% compliance for the SAFE program. Members also participated with the Inukshuk High School students on Fridays. They coach girls soccer, U15 and U18. Moving on to month of April, a little bit of a slower pace. We had 805 calls. 434 calls were alcohol involved, and we lodged 132 detainees. RCMP members hosted the annual RCMP Tunic Time barbecue. We had approximately 350 members from the community attending the event. We served hot dogs, hamburgers, and beverages. We also played some games outside the detachment. It was a well-received event for the community and for the members. During the month of April, RCMP members conducted a proactive check stop, screening approximately 30 vehicles for impaired drivers. Breath demand screening was requested, resulted in no impaired drivers being located at the time. RCMP members also continue to be actively engaged with our hub program. They're participating in the meetings and they're interacting with the agency and individuals. They're supporting the program. Also, our members participate in a tunic time with an elder bingo event. It was a well-received event. We served coffee, tea, and snacks to the elders. The GIS section, the general investigating section, they're still engaged with the hockey helps the homeless program. There's ongoing consultation with Sportsnet, CBC Sport, and NHL to have the event hosted in Iqaluit for March 21st, 2026. Still a work in progress for that. So, that's everything that I have to report today to you.
Thank you, Sergeant Velasco. Any question, Councillor Stevenson?
And thank you for your presentation. I guess I'd first like to express my happiness. I'm pleased with the impaired driving check stop efforts. Whenever you run those, I think that's really important that those are visible in the community. And, you know, also happy that you found no one who was driving impaired, because that means we're safer and that people are making good choices. I was going to ask, or I'd like to ask you about the enforcement of the Motor Vehicle Act, though. It seems like there's only statistics for January, February, March, not April, so I don't know if it's increased, but it seems like fairly small offenses being dealt with under that act. Are you, is that because you are not, or can you explain maybe, I guess, why that's so low?
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Chandler Blasco.
Thank you very much. It all depends on how many offenses are reported to us and also a proactive engagement of the members during that month. So I can't speak to the specific, but I can, if it's possible, I can look into further on that and report to you back on the next meeting to find out why there is a lower number of traffic safety offenses reported for that month. Thank you.
Thank you, Velasco. A follow-up, Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you for that response, and I'd appreciate, yes, a follow-up. I guess, including if you're considering your staff as being too overwhelmed with other work to be able to enforce that territorial act.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Sergeant Velasco.
Thank you. Yes, priority is always given to the criminal code over the Traffic Safety Act. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions, comments? Councillor Agluka.
No, Mayor Elwa, and thank you for the report. I really appreciate it. However, I think you guys missed one community engagement in April. It was a tunic time Kimuksuk races where four of your members supported and were present and provided snacks and tea and cookies for the Kimuksuk community. And they took part in our first ever obstacle race. And I'm going to name the gentlemen, Corporal George Henry, Corporal Adam Feuer, Commanding Officer, Commanding Officer Andrew Blackadar and Admin Personnel Officer Will McGinnis. I really appreciate them being there and present for the entire day. Thankfully, it was a beautiful day, but thank you for all the work that you're doing, and can you continue to be a part of the community as much as possible. Thank you. Mutna.
Thank you, Councillor Aglukkaq. And it's Carmen, you want to respond? No? Yes? Judging?
Thank you. My apologies for not including that, because the members you mentioned are not general duty police officers. They're across the street, and the email chain doesn't go to them. But thank you for all the support.
Thank you, Velasco. Councillor, Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
Mayor Owa, thank you for keeping our streets safe. I have a specific question. Since we're getting warmer weather and it get busier around the vicinity of the liquor store. And there was a plan last year which worked pretty well where duty officers would drive by once in a while and also were on a four-wheeler monitoring the beach. Is there any plan in doing the same? Thank you.
Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty. Sergeant.
Thank you. Yes, the same plan will take effect this summer. Actually, we're in the process of equipping the ATVs with the lights, so because there was no lights on them, red and blue lights. And our plan is to target the high-risk area or the areas where more most of our occurrences are happening. Also, we are planning to increase the check stops, random check stops during the summer months. Currently, I'm working on training the members on the roadside screening device. Actually, the training is going as we speak in the office. So pretty much I'm seeking for 100% of compliance with the members being trained and able to use the roadside device. And also we are setting up more training for developing the members on impaired investigations. So definitely that will be a priority for the summer months. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Chajan. Any other question? No more questions. Thank you for attending. Moving on, we have no award, and we got number 5, Councillor Statements. Councillor Aglukkaq.
Mutna, Mayor Awa. I want to echo what you shared before we started this meeting on what our community and the rest of the territory is currently having to cope with, the loss of family and loved ones. My thoughts and my prayers are with the families currently grieving. And on that note, I want to welcome everyone here in the chambers. A lot of issues arise throughout the year, and it's unfortunate that, you know, we have to experience certain issues, but when a community experiences a loss, we come together in times of need and healing. So as we mark Men's Mental Health Month, I want to speak about two deeply connected issues that affect so many of our friends, families, and neighbors: mental health and trauma. Mental health challenges are real and widespread in our community. Behind many struggles lies trauma, the pain and hardship that shape a person's life in profound ways. It can affect how people cope, connect, and heal. That's why we need to prioritize trauma-informed services here in Iqaluit. Services that understand the impact of trauma, respect the experiences of each person, and support healing with compassion and dignity. But trauma-informed care is not just the responsibility of health workers and service providers. It's a responsibility for all of us as a community. We must work together. Leaders, service providers, families, and individuals to create an environment where people feel safe, supported, and empowered. This means breaking down stigma, opening up conversations about mental health, and listening without judgment. It means supporting programs that address trauma in culturally safe ways, rooted in our Inuit values and traditions. By embracing Inuit societal values and the Inuit Kaumayatukangi approach, mental health services in our communities become more than just clinical care. They become acts of cultural preservation, empowerment, and collective healing. And it means building bridges across agencies, across governments, and most importantly, across our community to create a network of care that no one has to face these challenges alone. Together, we can foster healing and hope. Together, we can make Iqaluit a place where mental health is understood, where trauma is met with care, and where every person knows they belong. Every day, every week, every month, all year. Mana.
Thank you, Councillor Agluka. Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. I have two comments.
A couple things. First of all, I'd like to thank Mayor Awa. When we attended the 2025 FCM annual conference in Ottawa, I really noticed your leadership and how you took the lead in representing the North, Northern communities. I really applaud you for that. Thank you. Second one is that since spring is coming, and you know what happens when spring comes, and one and seeing things we see, and I'm attending the 2025 housing forum here in Iqaluit, and we have delegates all across Canada in town. And I just want to say a few words, say that I read it, what was posted in Iqaluit Public Service announcement. I arrived in Iqaluit last Friday, and I like to walk around the majority of the communities those days. The littering impressed me so much. Every kind of garbage was littered everywhere. Streets, rivers, cans, bottles, tires, toys, and bikes and so forth. And that's what we see right now in Iqaluit. I think we need to do more.
Here.
Because just walking down this Mitvik Street, you see the amount of garbage that had floated around. I like to see the city play a better role instead of waiting for where we usually have an annual cleanup. Instead of waiting for that particular time, a lot of our neighborhoods, what I see around town, have already collected a lot of garbage in their neighborhood, and they're putting them on the side. And they're probably going to be there for another 10, 15 days or so until cities decide to pick those up. And by that time, they'll probably be blown away again when we get the storm. So I really would like to encourage the city work on a strategy how we could just try and keep our city clean more. Thank you. And another item, it was brought to our attention. It was on the local radio about their graveyard vandalism. People going out and putting down the crosses. And you look right now, because I could see it from my location, there's a lot of crosses that have been removed. I think we need to do better as a community, as a whole. Only the reason why these individuals are doing this, they're like my colleague mention is the mental issues we all face, every one of us. And I don't know how we were able to solve it, or at least put those maybe volunteers could, or with the help of the city, could go out there and put those broken crosses, replace them, and the one that are put down, put them into place. That would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Councillor Telly.
Nako me merawa. I want to congratulate Iqaluit's own Gwen Nutsuk on being elected the president of the National Inuit Youth Council at just 21. It's amazing for our young people to take such role to represent the youth all across the regions, and I just want to congratulate Gwen Nutsuk on being appointed, or being elected, my mistake there, being elected as president, and I wish her all the best in her role as president of the Nunavut Inuit, or Nunavut, National Inuit Youth Council. Thank you.
We make Councillor Tilly. Kinello.
Thank you, Councillor Tilly. Anybody else?
Yes, thank you, Alderman Mayor Flaherty, for saying that we were at the Ottawa for Federation Canadian Municipalities, that this team was mostly about the north and rural area. And I believe that these organizations will advocate for Nunavut. And also we made a resolution to move forward to help out the Nunavut resident. And the other one, as staff, as a mayor, that I've been talking to a lot of people about cleaning up the community or cleaning up the environment as a whole, as a city, as a resident, where we can all do that and pick one garbage can, put it away, that we can do. And everyone, we are about, 9,000 people almost. At least if we get 3,000 people go out on, walk a few yards and pick a garbage, and we can do that too. It's our community that we can keep that clean. It's our community. And also, I believe that the city also has responsibility to keep that our community clean, that we can probably get something work out. Yes, we do have an annual cleanup day. That's only one day, but we can also have more cleanup days after that too.
I believe that is all I have to say for now.
CAO to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good evening, Council. Good evening to all members of the gallery. Alternate Deputy Mayor, your comments, I would like to just add a little bit on, especially around the cleanup. Very excited to see the annual cleanup go ahead this year. We always get great participation from all residents and organizations. You're right to point out it's one day. So we are working with some internal funding through Sanitation Department on hiring 8 casuals for the entire summer to have an ongoing cleanup throughout the city. We also have some funding applications to go out, so we're hoping that number gets much higher than 8. So if we can keep doing that on an annual basis, we believe that will make a positive difference. We're also looking at some friendly competition amongst residents, neighborhoods, businesses, organizations to get us past the one cleanup day to stay clean. I would like to thank Council for the project last year that they okayed the city to work on by getting out a lot of the older vehicles that were left in town, and we'll keep looking at new initiatives to bring forward to not just have the one cleanup day, but to keep the city clean throughout the year. I also want to quickly comment on your comments on the old grave site. We did do a tour last Friday, I believe, of the grave site, and we're going to be working with the churches and families in that have family members, sorry, in the area to get in there this year to do some maintenance and repairs, and again to keep that up to a standard that's we don't see there today. So thank you for your comments. I just wanted to add a bit more information. Thank you.
Thank you, SAO. There are no more statements from councillors. Number four. Number six, no deferred business. Number seven, bylaws. First reading of bylaws. Number amendment.
One. Need a motion to Councillor Stevenson, second by Councillor Telly. Any comments or question on the second reading? Being none, I'll call for the vote.
Unanimous, thank you.
Moving on to third reading bylaw number 1018, amendment to the domestic animal control bylaw number 924. Need a mover, a seconder. Moved by Councillor Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty, second by Councillor Telly. There's no comments or question on this third reading. All in favor? Unanimous, thank you. We have no old business. We have number nine, new business. Request for decision allocation for arena space for fall 2025, event and sportsmen. We have Britton McNeil, director, and also Bill Williams, senior executive director of municipal infrastructure and planning. Bill.
Thank you, Mayor Awa, and thank you, Council. This evening, we are presenting an RFD for Council regarding the allocation of space for the arena during the fall 2025 and event sponsorship. The Baffin Regional Chamber of Commerce has requested an in-kind and financial sponsorship for the 2025 Nunavut Trade Show and Conference, which is being held September 15th to 18th, traditionally held at the Arctic Winter Games Arena. Concurrently, Hockey Nunavut has also requested ice time at the AWG or Arnituk Arena between September 19th and September 21st to hold selection camps for the 2026 Arctic Winter Games. Due to preventative maintenance shutdown at the Arnituk Arena, the first in 3 years, and only a one-day turnaround required to install the ice surface between events, staff are unable to schedule the AWG Arena for both the trade show and Hockey Nunavut selection camps. The city is currently in the process of initiating a full technical assessment of the refrigeration systems and preventative maintenance program at the Arnituk Arena. Since this is the first in shutdown in 3 years and the first assessment in recent years, based on the resulting repairs, which we cannot confirm at this time because that inspection hasn't taken place, we won't know if it'll be possible for the Arnituk Arena to be open during the request for Hockey Nunavut, and are not prepared to commit to booking this venue until that clarity is provided. What staff can confirm is the availability of the curling rink for the BRCC's use during the trade show period and allocating the space to ensure the trade show can proceed without disruption to the AWG arena, as well as making the ice available for Hockey Nunavut. The proposal does not impact the curling club's seasonal start or the curling rink. So to accommodate both requests, staff are proposing allocating the curling rink to the BRCC as an in-kind donation and installing the AWG ice surface early to support Hockey Nunavut's tryouts and providing staff support to the BRCC for event logistics and setup. Importantly, this arrangement will have no impact on the curling rink's start date or operations. Curling user groups will retain their regular schedule. Options for council are option one, allocate the curling rink to BRCC, prepare the AWG for Hockey Nunavut selection camps, and provide staff, recreation, economic development, and public works direction to support BRCC's event. Option two, provide full support to BRCC at the AWG arena as originally requested, including $10,000 sponsorship and all in-kind support. Option three, support Hockey Nunavut's request and decline or limit BRCC's use of city facilities during the time frame. Or option four, decline both requests. Staff is recommending option one based on the benefit of being able to support both Hockey Nunavut's tryouts for the 2026 Arctic Winter Games and support BRCC as in previous years using the curling rink. Happy to answer any questions or concerns from council.
William McBill, Apocotic Shade.
Are there any questions or comments?
Question. Being none, moving for motion to option one, Councillor Kunuk, Councillor Telly. You got a question? No, okay. Any question to the motion to move the option one? Being none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. Number 9B, decision item 2025 annual council calendar. Steve?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good evening again, councillors. The Governance and Priority Committee is working on a recommendation late fall leading into the 2026 calendar on preparing for adding more workshops and adding more Governance and Priority Committee meetings. There was some discussion around the peaks and valleys of volumes of information that come to council, and typically we see June, July, and August. There's not usually typically a lot of volume for information, so we just wanted to put it on the agenda tonight if council wanted to have a discussion on the possibility of just having one regular council meeting for June, July, and August, or any part thereof. This won't change the committee meetings that are already scheduled, but just to put it out for a discussion item. Thank you.
Thank you, SAO Steve. Are there any comments or questions? To have one council meeting per month in June, July, August for regular city council meetings, not committee meetings. So how would that work out?
Need a motion moved by alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty, seconded by Councillor Aglukkaq. Comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous. I saw two hands. Okay. Thank you, Chief. Committee report number 10, Governance and Priority Committee meeting number 1. We are dated July 8th. Need a motion. Moved by Councillor Tilley. Councillor Stevenson.
So, this is the governance priority report that I was going to give. So, I mean, quickly just say that we met on May 8th and discussed the terms of references that are in the package today. And I'll gladly second Councillor Tilley's motion to approve those terms of reference.
You move. Moved by Councillor Telly. You second it? Governance priority report. Any comments or questions? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you.
And the other matter?
And Development Committee of the Whole Meeting number 4. Reported dated May 20, 2025. Councillor, Deputy Mayor, Alternate Deputy Mayor Clarity.
Thank you, Mayor Awa.
Deputy Mayor Smith couldn't be here. I need some motions to move from the 2025 Planning and Development Motion Report, meeting number 4, May 20, 2025. Committee recommend that Council approve PD 25-18.
Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty. I need a seconder. Seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Question, comment? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Councillor, Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
Committee recommend that Council approve the PD 25-19.
Mamena, sorry, you move?
You?
Okay. Councillor Tilly move? Your seconder? Can I be?
Who seconds the motor?
Comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Councillor Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty?
Committee recommend that Council approve PD 25-20.
Then mover. Moved by Tilly. Seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
The committee recommends that Council approve PD 25-21.
Councillor Tilly move. Seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any comments and concern? Question? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. Councillor Deputy Mayor, Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
Committee recommend that Council approve PD 25-22.
Then moved by Councillor Tilly, seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Comments and questions? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
The committee recommend that Council approve PD 25-23.
Moved by Councillor Tilly, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Comments and questions? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. Julie?
Finally, committee recommends that Council approve PD 25-24.
Moved by Councillor Agluka. Need a seconder. Seconded by Councillor Kelly. Any comments or questions? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty. Number 11, we got correspondent Inuit Heritage Trust Archaeological Impact Assessment Application. Need a mover, seconder, moved by Councillor Tilly. Need a seconder. Councillor Agluka. Any question, comment? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. Number 11B, Inuit Heritage Trust Archaeological Tourism Permit Application. Moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Comments and questions? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. 11C, Nunavut Research Institute, Scientific Research License Application. Need a mover, seconder. Moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Any comments or questions? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. We have one in-camera session. Need to motion to move into a camera in-camera session. Moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. We have 5 minutes before our in-camera session. Take a break. Okay, we are back in our regular meeting. We have one item to motion. Councillor Tilley.
Nakomi Mayor Awa, I'll be moving this request for distance for a long-term water project, the Trigram Reheat Station Relocation. Asked requesting option number two to award contract to Tauro Arctic for the amount of $5,094,960, excluding GST.
Seconded by Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
I see it. Okay. Mayor Alwam, Amanda. I also motion or move forward. The staff further recommend a budget amendment of $171,000.
Thank you, Councillor Tilley. Namakto, they are seconded by Flaherty. Comments or questions? Being none, I'll call for the vote. Unanimous, thank you. That's our last item, adjournment. Moved by Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Agluka. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you to Andrew Diala, Jeannie A. Smiley, Kuyanamid Lagaru, Unukatimai Matayoki.